And then that one talent. Oh, he reminds me of myself. Of that one special gift that he has, comes back and then suddenly says, well, knowing how hard it could be to do this and knowing how hard you can be on me, I decided to just bury it until you got back. And the landowner is, of course, angry and upset that he did not take advantage of doing something with it. He could have even put it in the bank and it would have invested and gotten him at least interest. But he did nothing with it other than to bury it. And the reality is, the text is reminding us this morning that everybody has an opportunity, whether you have one gift, five gifts, 10 gifts, or 15 gifts, all of you have something to give to God. And the question is, what are you doing with the gifts? Are you burying them or are you giving them? Are you part of the Gallup poll of those who sit back and say, oh, I'm just not smart enough. Oh, I don't have the gifts of someone else. Well, I didn't go to St. Paul's School of Theology. No, I don't have enough language and words to speak eloquently in front of people. No, I can't do that. Wait till I get my life in order. How many people in church today are busy trying to get their life in order before they serve God? Or others who will say, no, wait, I got to wait until I can really kind of stop doing all the busy things I've got in my life. I'm trying to work on my computer and my internet, and some young people I'm working with, my iPod, and I got all these things going in my life and sports and all the other activities. And one day I will get to God, but not right now. And then there are those who've been hurt by the church, who sometimes have found themselves falling apart simply because of one thing somebody said, or something that didn't go right, or the fact that they just feel that they no longer can come back and be reconciled, and they miss their moments. God calls us not to look back, but to look forward. Not to look at what we don't have, but what we do have. And not to get caught up in a world today that says you got to look a certain way, you got to have certain things, and you got to be able to do life in a way in which you're so busy worried about yourself that you can't do anything for anybody else. You know folk like that? Raise your hand. Hello? What the reality of what God is saying this morning is, put down those things that you feel keep you from God. Stop worrying about what you have. Stop worrying about trying to get things. Stop worrying about all the stuff. Stop worrying about your fears and doubts about what you can't do, but look what God gives you to do and what you have through the gift of God. I want to talk about a couple of things this morning of making the most of life's opportunities, because if you don't use it, what'll happen? You lose it. I really messed up my family years ago when I decided I was going to play the clarinet. I got going on that thing. I practiced daily, upsetting everybody in the household. Did it for about a year. And then I let it go, and I was getting good. They wanted to hear me play it. And I let it go, and you know what happened? Let it go a couple of years, came back, tried it again. Said, Dad, could you try something else? If you don't use it, you lose it. What does it mean to make the most of life's opportunities? First of all, I want to share this morning that as God's people, each and every one of you, from the youngest to the oldest, you have something of a call. God has something placed in your heart that he wants to use, and you're invited to discover, what are your passions? What is it that you want to give to God? Everybody's passionate about something. Now, there's a gentleman by the name of Peter Holden. His love is to visit McDonald's restaurants and eat there. In the United States, there are 30,000 McDonald's restaurants, 100 of them all across the country. In other countries, Peter Holden has visited 10,506 of them, eaten at every one of them, and his vision, his goal, his passion is to eat at every McDonald's in the world. Now that's passion. I mean, he ought to be a Big Mac, for sure. But God calls us for a little bit more than worrying about what we eat, or what we wear, or what we have. What are the real passions God calls us to. Well, Matthew 25 goes a little bit deeper, and it says that when Jesus visited, he said, if you really, really want to be about real passion of church, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, invite those who've not heard of Jesus Christ before. As a Warsaw church, invite those who feel left out to suddenly find a place they can call home.